With about a month to go to the election, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are making the rounds with young voters. Both have struggled to gain and retain support from millennials, an electorate that is declaring themselves unaffiliated with either major party faster than any other generation. Many younger voters are supporting Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. So joining me now are three college students thinking about this. Emma Hurley, senior at the University of Arizona in Tucson, where she studies linguistics. She's supporting Jill Stein. Emma, welcome.
Thank you.
And Javi Pareda is with us. He's a junior at Florida State University in Tallahassee. He majors in political science and is supporting Gary Johnson. Hi, Javi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And let's bring in also Michael Steer, who's a senior at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland. He studies electrical engineering, and like Emma, he is supporting Jill Stein. Michael, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Michael and Emma, I want to start with you two because it is Clinton's campaign that has been more concerned with holding on to millennials, especially those that are supporting Jill Stein like you. Why did you choose Stein, Emma?
I chose Stein because I first read the platform of the Green Party in general, their four pillars. And when I was attracted by the idea of grassroots democracy, social justice, nonviolence, and ecological wisdom. And I identify with each and every one of those issues very personally.
And how long have you been supporting Stein?
I have only been supporting Stein since about a month or so ago. I was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I am now a disgruntled Dem-exited student. I no longer follow the Democratic Party, and I have been a loyal Green Party member ever since.
Michael, what about you? What attracted you to Jill Stein?
I personally liked the similarities between her platform and Bernie Sanders. Like I worked very hard for Sanders' campaign, and once he was, I would say, robbed of the nomination, I was looking for alternatives, and Jill Stein was the closest thing I could find.
Was there any thought of supporting Clinton after Bernie dropped out of the race?
It's funny you should say that, because I would have probably supported her a year ago before most of what came up during the election. But at this point, I'm not willing to support what she stands for.
Which means what? What do you not support that she stands for?
She's very militaristic on foreign policy, and most of her domestic policy is mostly just for show.
Emma, what about you? Is there any chance that you'll support Clinton in this election?
I won't. No, I don't believe that she has earned the vote of Bernie supporters. I believe that the way the Democratic Party has handled themselves, they do not deserve our vote. They have not made any real effort to cater to what we are interested in and what we supported in Bernie. Instead, they sort of threw it in our face and have made us feel humiliated. And therefore, I will not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Javi Pareda in Tallahassee, tell us about why you're supporting Gary Johnson.
I have previously supported many, many Republican candidates. I'm a member of the Republican Party of Florida. And I consider myself a very disgruntled Republican, young Republican. I'm pretty realistic about my support in Gary Johnson, where I know what's going to happen inevitably. He's not on the debate stage. Dr. Stein's not on the debate stage. It's kind of just a platform issue for me. I think that if our support of a Libertarian ticket right now by a group of Republicans, I think it could transform future Republican tickets in that maybe we shift ideologically, where, you know, you kind of drop some of the social issues that have kind of aged the party so much and alienated so many voters away. You know, I'm a guy who believes in a strong national defense, in low tax burdens. But then, you know, I'm also a guy who doesn't think the government should maybe be involved in so much in our personal lives.
Any chance that you'll vote for Trump?
I consider myself I'm so torn between all of them. I really dislike both of them so much.
You're talking about both Trump and Clinton?
Both Trump and Hillary, yes. Mike Pence's performance was something for me. If there's any indication that maybe he'd be running the show that would be going on, I might, but that just isn't enough for me to cast a ticket. I mean, I couldn't do that to myself.
Well, let me ask you this. As a Gary Johnson supporter, listen to this clip, because this got a lot of headlines and I wonder what it meant for you. This is Johnson with MSNBC's Chris Matthews.
Who's your favorite foreign leader? Who's my favorite?
Any, just name anywhere in the country, any one of the continents, any country. Name one foreign leader that you respect and look up to. Anybody.
Mine was Shimon Peres.
No, okay, I'm talking about living. Go ahead. You got to do this. Anywhere, any continent. Canada, Mexico, Europe over there, Asia, South America, Africa. Name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
Javi, does that give you any pause about Gary Johnson, or does that not matter to you?
Doesn't surprise me, honestly, Jeremy. You know, this is a guy who's a staunch libertarian who is focused on America first. Is it embarrassing? I think absolutely it is. I mean, he's trying to run for the president of the United States. He should have known foreign leaders. He should have known who he would have a conversation with if he were to win. And I think you see a little bit of some tensions maybe brewing between Johnson and Weld, because, you know, I think Weld comes into this ticket saying, I think Johnson's going to take it all seriously. I think he's going to prepare.
Although now Weld is saying that he's going to focus pretty much exclusively on making sure Trump doesn't win.
Yeah. In fact, to me, that sounds like he is very close to leaving and very close to just saying.
And would you leave with him if he did that?
Oh, the ticket? I mean, there's, like I said, there's a lot of disgruntled young Republican voters, first-time Republican voters out there. Bill Weld, from what it sounds like, is trying to start the reconstruction of the Republican Party and maybe even take a run at the presidency.
Well, let me go back to you, Emma and Michael, and let's listen here to Jill Stein at a CNN town hall. She was asked a question from a former Bernie Sanders supporter.
Dr. Stein, given the way our political system works, effectively you could help Donald Trump like Ralph Nader helped George Bush in 2000. How could you sleep at night?
I will have trouble sleeping at night if Donald Trump is elected. I will also have trouble sleeping at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Let me ask you about that because, starting with you, Emma, a lot of people look back to the election of 2000, which was so close. And you were how old at that point?
In 2000, I was 8.
8. Okay. So you probably weren't paying that much attention to the 2000 election.
No.
But it was I'm sure you've heard about it at this point. Very, very close between Gore and George W. Bush. And a lot of people said Ralph Nader, the Green Party candidate, cost Gore the election. What do you think about the idea that some people think your vote for Stein, if Trump wins, would be something that helped him win?
I think that that isn't necessarily an issue of the Green Party, if not an issue of the Democrats, that maybe they should be wondering, what is it about us that isn't attracting these voters? Why are they pointing the finger at the Green Party for something that they really should be taking responsibility for themselves? I think that the American people have the right to vote for whom they believe to be the best candidate, and we should not have to cast strategic votes for a position as important as the president. And I also believe that that is actually an urban myth used to suppress the Green Party, because I think that if people felt confident about voting for the Green Party and joining the Green Party, it would be an unstoppable force.
Michael, let me go to you and listen to this. This is Bernie Sanders a few weeks ago on Morning Joe.
I think that before you cast a protest vote, because either Clinton or Trump will become president, think hard about it. This is not a governor's race. It's not a state legislative race. This is the presidency of the United States. And I would say to those people out there who are thinking of the protest vote, think about what the country looks like and whether you're comfortable of 4 years of a Trump presidency.
Michael, what do you say to that argument?
Well, certainly with our first past the post voting system, you have to take into account the polls going into the elections. And therefore, you can't obviously just vote your conscience without other ramifications. And in that case, I can't really blame people for wanting to vote strategically. However, considering how many people this election are so disgruntled with the two leading candidates, if all of them did actually vote their conscience, it could make a difference in the final outcome of the election.
Do you consider your vote a protest vote?
Certainly not. I don't pretend that Jill Stein has a chance of winning the presidency, but there are other goals here, hitting the 5% threshold for national party status with matching campaign funds for the next election, as well as the 15% goal of getting into the presidential debates.
And again, Michael, no chance that you'll change your mind between now and Election Day?
I'll say that I live in Ohio, which many people will consider, the deciding state in the election. So considering the polls going into the election, going into November, there's a small but measurable chance that I could vote for Hillary Clinton to stop Donald Trump. I don't want to do it, and I hope that I won't have to. So,
and no offense to Ohio, but Florida's had its fair share of decisive electoral decisions.
Certainly.
So that door. That's why it's ajar, but not that much.
That's Javi Pareda, who's a junior at Florida State University in Tallahassee. We've also been speaking with Michael Steer, a senior at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, and Emma Hurley, a senior at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.